This Daily Christian Newscast, brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, June 28th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview. In 5 minutes, I'm Adam McManus. Five Christians were killed on Monday after a series of violent suicide attacks in Lebanon. Four bombers detonated their vests just outside the village of Qaw. Police are still in search of accomplices. Reuters reports at least one Christian church was hit in the attack and 15 are reported wounded. Britain is experiencing a shakeup in its government since the nation voted to leave the European Union. The leftist Labour Party appears sharply divided. So far, 19 ministers have resigned as shadow cabinet ministers. The Dow dropped another 260 points yesterday, and the markets dropped a total of 900 points since Thursday. After Brexit, now the Texas secession movement is gaining steam. According to an article in the Washington Times, the Texas nationalists are calling themselves Texit, and they've already collected 260,000 signatures for their own binding referendum. Secession leader Larry Kilgore has worked on the movement in Texas for 12 years, running for governor and organizing the movement.
I believe that Texas secession is much more possible after Brexit occurred because people begin to say, hey, these people got freedom. Maybe we can get freedom. I think it just spurs more secession all over the world.
The time could not be better for the Texas movement. Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy joined the liberals in a decision that trounced states' rights. The 5-3 decision overturned the Texas abortion law, which required abortion providers to meet the same standards as ambulatory surgical centers and abortionists to have admitting privileges at a hospital within 30 miles. It was bad news for the pro-life forces that have made a little progress limiting abortion access in several states over the last 10 years. President Obama, not surprisingly, announced that he is pleased with the outcome of the case. The Supremes also came down against gun rights in another decision Monday, upholding a federal law that would prevent any person convicted of a domestic violence misdemeanor from owning a gun. Hillary Clinton, the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, joined the homosexual pride parade in New York City on this last Lord's Day. She marched with the governor and the mayor of New York City from the Stonewall Inn. The President of the United States declared the Stonewall Inn a national monument last week. It's a homosexual bar in New York City, considered the origin of homosexual activism that has gained ascendance over the entire Western world. Proverbs 14:34 says, "Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people." In a recent statement, Pope Francis says that the Catholic Church should apologize to homosexuals for the position they have taken on homosexuality in the past. The prophet Jeremiah lodges a complaint against religious leaders, saying, "And from the prophet even to the priest, everyone deals falsely. They have also healed the hurt of my people slightly, saying, 'Peace, peace,' when there is no peace." Jeremiah 6:14. Dr. James Dobson referred to Donald Trump, the presumptive Republican presidential nominee, as a new Christian. Dobson said Trump recently accepted Christ, but also pointed out that he cursed 4-5 times in their recent meeting. The acting governor of Rio de Janeiro is now saying the Olympics may be a fail this year because of security and mobility concerns. A murder trial in Michigan may call a parrot to the witness stand. Evidently, the bird was present during an argument between a couple and a shooting. Glenna Durham is on trial for the murder of her husband. The parrot's new owner told WOOD television, "The bird seems to be mimicking two voices, one from a male and the other female, as they argue." He came inside a grocery store in Memphis, Tennessee, and asked Matt White if he could carry his groceries in exchange for a few donuts. Matt gave 16-year-old Chauncey Jones Black a few donuts, and then he took the young man on a shopping trip that night and heard more of his story. Chauncey was looking to provide a living for his disabled mother. Well, Matt started up a GoFundMe page to help out, and in just 4 days, the fundraiser took in over $280,000. And the best part? Now Chauncey is attending Hope Presbyterian Church with Matt every Sunday, getting a little more of the bread of life. Jesus says, "I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in." Matthew 25. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, June 28th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.